Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
You going to watch the big game?
Oh, yeah.
You going to watch that halftime performance?
That's what I look forward to every year, actually.
I think I'm only going to watch the halftime performance this year.
I have no, out of the four teams that have a chance of going, I don't really care about any of them.
But you do care about Justin Timberlake.
I love Justin Timberlake. If I had a tattoo, it would be a Justin Timberlake tattoo.
That's weird. But anyway, you know, everyone is still talking about whether there's going to be another wardrobe malfunction. Was it intentional? Wasn't it intentional? You know, there's all these rumors going around. Yeah. There's even been some rumors that maybe Janet Jackson might, you know, make an appearance, I think that would be a little strange. But hey, stranger things have happened.
However,
I will say that Justin Timberlake just did a clip where he said, I'm really looking at this as my first time in the Super Bowl. So he's not even
He popped in for 30 seconds.
He popped in, ruined Janet Jackson's career, and then left.
He popped in for a pop-out.
He says, I'm getting the opportunity to have the stage to myself for 12 or 13 minutes. We're going to have a really good time. But he did tell Beats One he has mended fences with Janet, and they said, you know, they had their wires crossed. It's something you have to look back on and say, well, you can't change what's happened, but you can move forward unless you're Janet Jackson, in which case you can't because no one will ever forgive her. He didn't say that. I said that. And you learn from it. It's easy for him to say, isn't it? He's riding the top of his career.
Yeah.
But
that's crazy.
Not hating on Justin Timberlake because you know I love me some JT.
Oh, no. And I know it's going to be a great.
Yeah.
Fantastic performance for sure. Looking forward to that. Also, Sam Smith is looking forward to his funeral.
Huh.
I wouldn't think anybody would, but he says that it's going to be a very wild, fun kind of send-off. He was actually talking with the Australian talk show The Project. He says he doesn't want his songs to be played at his memorial because they're too emotional. If you really think about it, most of Sam Smith's songs, pretty sad songs.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good move. But instead, he says, my funeral is going to be disco music. I've already planned the funeral, and it's going to be fabulous. There's going to be all kinds of fun, lots of drag queens. Actually, a lot of drag queens,
okay,
to be exact. So since he's only 25, he has plenty of time to tweak the plans a little bit before he actually, you know.
He's not like terminally ill or anything.
No, but I mean, you never know. To me, that is one of the things that you should plan your funeral. Your last moments on the earth and your last memory of everybody, you should plan some of that stuff.
That's true.
So
it's
like
never
that
too
idea.
Early to talk about the music at your funeral.
Would you have disco at your funeral?
Absolutely not. Well, no. I like the Bee Gees. I might have some Bee Gees, possibly. One or two
songs. Gosh, please.
I should start my playlist now.
Keep the Bee Gees off of it, or I'm not going. That's the entertainment wrap for this morning.